This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. This is Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome to this week's episode of Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I will give you our 123 red lights or fantasy sits, and our 123 fantasy starts or green lights. Let's start with our red lights first. Who you got, D?
Yeah, so first off, I'm sitting Matt Stafford. Odds are if you got him in fantasy, you either have no wins or one win. Try to find some other quarterback in the waiver wire like Geno Smith. Number two, DJ Moore, another guy. He's definitely got a lot of targets, but I don't see him scoring touchdowns, especially this weekend. So stay away from DJ Moore. And last, unfortunate, is James Cook. You know, he just looks like it's not working out in Buffalo right now. Singletary and Moss have passed him on the depth chart.
First sit for me, first red light for me is the Steelers defense. This is not the steel curtain. This is not even the, you know, this isn't even the most recent vintage of the Steelers defense. And they're going up against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I expect a lot of pain. I expect a lot of pain and a lot of points. Sit the Steelers. Number two, I am going to sit pretty much any New England Patriot offensive player. Bailey Zappe is your starting quarterback. He's a rookie going up against a bad defense, yes, but it's still going to be his first start in the NFL. So you really can't expect all that much. So guys like Henry, Aguilar, I really don't expect good days from any Patriots skill position player. And my third red light of the week, the Ravens defense. So two defensive sits for me this week, and usually these are vintage defenses, right? These are ones that you just don't worry about rolling out. Not this year, and not with these matchups. Joe Burrow is going to torch the Ravens. Who are your green lights, D?
So green lights, my first one up is the Vikings D. I'm licking my chops. Can't wait for them to start them against the Bears. And if you've seen the Bears play this season, you know why. Number two, I'm taking Breece Hall against the Dolphins. He's finally surpassed Michael Carter, and it's his time to shine. He's going to get at least one touchdown this weekend. And my third is Tom Brady. You know, people dabble on the old man, but you know, back-to-back losses. He's not going to win three straight. He's going to keep on firing, and the Bucs have a good matchup this weekend.
Piggybacking off what we started with, for me, my first green light is going to be Isaiah McKenzie of the Bills. I think he's going to have a huge game against that not-so-great Steelers D, and he's going to be one of the guys leading the charge. It won't be Stephon Diggs this week. It'll actually be McKenzie. Number two, Evan Ingram of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You heard it here first, Giants fans. I'm actually taking Evan Ingram to have a good game.
Feels like deja vu.
But, you know, we'll see how it goes. The Texans are going to play hard, but The Jaguars are way more talented, and I think that he's due. He's been due for about 6 years, but he's finally going to do it this weekend. And last but not least, the 49ers D. The Carolina Panthers just no good. They're atrociously bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. Baker Mayfield's QBR is 15. I wish I was making that up. His QBR is 15, bro. So you're going to put the 49ers defense against a guy whose QBR is 15 and he's a starter? No, all day. Licking your chop. Want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.